it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome back. Hope you had a good weekend. Everybody's here.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
I'm always happy to come back on Monday. Like, Mondays are maybe my favorite days because I got so much to talk about. Like, I'm always fired up to get back in the studio. I know you guys like your days off, your weekends.
Yeah, need a 3-day weekend.
But Amy told me a funny story about how she was shamed at the store. Did you tell them this or no?
Oh, no, I haven't told anybody yet.
What happened?
Okay.
Well, I got shamed by the cashier for buying everything they had left of one particular item. I'm obsessed with these Vital Protein Sleep Shots.
What is that?
It's like it's a little shot that has, like, I don't know, melatonin, lavender, and you just throw it back. I have no idea if it's placebo effective, but I take these and I'm sleeping better. It's like my sleep juice and I want them all. And Amazon was sold out, so I couldn't order any. Well, I called the store and they got some in. Like, I called ahead. Like, I wasn't going to drive over there if they didn't have it. So I get all the way there and they have, like, I don't know, 9 left. And so I grab all 9 and I go to the counter and I'm buying. And he goes, you know, this is the only 9 we have left. And I was like, yep, take them all, please. That'll give me 9 nights. And he's like, well, these are really popular. You know, like, some people are going to come in and be disappointed that they're all gone now. And I'm like, what is... I mean, I'm a paying customer. I'm here to buy these. Like, I felt... He was making me feel like I should go put them back on the shelf and I should not be selfish. There was no limit. Sometimes stores will be like, only 2 per customer, blah, blah, blah. No limit. And by the way, they were on sale. Bonus. So I was really wanting to buy them up. And he just made me feel bad. And then I thought in my head, you know what? No, this is America.
Oh, wow. USA.
Why are you hitting with that?
Think about that.
No, good.
In my head. In my head. And I was like, I'm not going to have you make me feel bad for wanting to buy these. Life's not fair. And people should know that. So if they didn't call ahead to find out y'all had them in stock and come drive all the way over here to grab them, because let me tell you, I called and as soon as they said they had them, I got in my car and I went there and I got them because I know how quickly they sell out. And so I bought them all, but he definitely made me feel bad. Like, I was a bad person, like bad, like not thoughtful, like not caring.
Did
about.
You feel like, did he somewhat convince you that you were a bad person?
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't cool about it. If I knew my employee was doing that to customers, I'd be like, what? Like, that's not really how we should make customers feel. So I don't know. Was I wrong for taking all 9, or should I have taken 4 and left 5 for 5 other?
Well, I don't think you're describing it right. You didn't take them. You bought them. You cool. paid for them.
That's right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
My hard-earned money.
You want to go buy 9 of them, or you want to go buy 90 of them? This is a store.
That's right.
This is where they sell. Right. Yeah,
in America.
Yeah, in America.
Yeah. So, if honestly,
that's what I should have said to him. I don't care if this is 9 or if you had 90. I'd be buying them all, especially because they're a dollar off right now.
You did nothing wrong, and for him to go, ooh, you don't know these people.
No, I don't know them at all, and life's not fair.
And you know what the owner of the store probably say? Hey, cashier, shut up. We're trying to make a buck. In America, we have capitalism.
Exactly.
Like, you put something out. If people want to buy it, they buy it. So, obviously, they wanted to move them or they wouldn't take it. You're absolutely right. Does anyone disagree with me?
No.
The only thing it wasn't like they were mind. Free and she went and took, like, lunchboxes. If he's ever walking by a soup kitchen and like, oh, free soup, he'd take it all.
Right.
There's a difference in that because that's taking free stuff.
Right. But Amy could have gone back in 3 or 4 days and got more. There's no need to buy 9. She's not going to drink 9 in one night.
I don't want to drive back over there. It's 20 minutes from my house.
Didn't you used to work at Sam's Club?
I did work at Sam's
Club. And isn't the whole point of Sam's Club to buy a bulk of things so you don't have to go back?
Yes.
So that's the whole purpose of that.
Yeah, I was buying in bulk. Good.
I am just saying Amy could have bought 3 and then ordered them on Amazon like she normally does and had helped her fellow customer out, but instead she wanted to hog them for herself. Hey, if you want to be selfish, I like being selfish.
This is how the guy made me feel. He basically made me feel selfish and like, I don't want to think of other people.
From my heart, you're absolutely right.
Thank
you. You did. Not charity. It's money.
Now I have them in my fridge.
There you go. There you have.
Right. Yeah, and someone else can't sleep at night.
And I'm going to take one tonight.
They're losing sleep. They're going to be late for work. I mean, wow.
This Bobby Bones is the Bobby Bones Show.
You know, I talk about sleep. I love sleep. I need sleep. I must have sleep if I'm going to be productive. I don't always get the best sleep. And when that's the case, it's because I'm not at home. I'm not in my sleep number bed. Because when I am, it is amazing. And maybe you've thought, I don't know if I can afford one. There has never been a better time to get in on this proven quality sleep than right now at Sleep Number. It's the lowest prices of the season right now at your nearest Sleep Number store. My Sleep Number setting is 30. These Sleep Number 360 beds are so smart. They sense your every move. They automatically adjust to you, which keeps you sleeping comfortably throughout the night. Go in during the lowest prices when a Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed is now $1,299. Save $400 only for a limited time, though. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you at sleepnumber.com/bones. You're going to love it. So many people tell me they do.
On show.
On Twitter, they were talking about movies that move people to tears, but not sad. Like, you watch it and you're just so emotional because something happens in that movie. You know, what is it? Amy, you're first.
Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, that's such a good movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Will Smith.
Yeah, because it's a true story. Everything about it just gives you the feels. And yeah, so that one.
That's a good one.
So good.
It was like 2.5 hours of a struggle.
Right.
And the whole time you're just like, oh, I feel so bad. Then at the end, butterfly.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's a good one. That Will Smith is out of Suicide Squad. You see that? He pulled out a second one. Let's go to Mike D, who knows all the stuff about science fiction movies. Why did Will Smith pull out of Suicide Squad 2?
I think he doesn't think it's going to be any good because he got so much hate on the first one. So he's out.
He got a bunch of hate for that?
Yeah. Everybody said they hated that movie.
Oh, I didn't hate it. People just like to say they hate things. You can either love it, but it's much easier to hate it. And nobody wants to be meh about anything. You just go, that's pretty good. Because you know why? You don't get heard when you say that was pretty good. You get heard if you're on Facebook or Instagram going, I hate this. That's how people always want to get heard. All right, thank you, Mike D. I think mine would be Rudy. At the end of Rudy.
Oh, yeah.
When he gets in the game and the crowd's going, Rudy. And then he goes.
It's the best.
It's powerful.
Amazing.
So good.
Right?
Yes.
You've seen Rudy, right, Amy?
Yes.
Do you feel like.
Yes, good? I have all the feels for Rudy and like, yes.
Just for like different reasons.
The underdog. Yeah. I mean, I'm not into the football side of thing, but it's not a. To me, that's not a football movie. It's so much bigger than that.
Yeah, I would agree it's bigger than that.
It's about life.
And like, I played football, but only through high school. And I wonder if somebody who played in college would feel strongly. But like, Lunchbox never played football, but he still is a football guy.
Yeah,
right.
I would go Rudy. Lunchbox?
I have to go Remember the Titans. I mean, it is all about bringing a community together and overcoming the odds and integration and just like standing up for what you believe in. I mean, there is one scene when two best friends in that movie and one guy takes a stand against his best friend and you're just like, wow. I mean, that movie is powerful.
That's a good one. Morgan, number two, what about you? What movie makes you really happy so much so that you get a little emotional?
It's Matilda. Have you guys heard of that movie?
Excuse me?
With Matilda? A little girl from Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yeah. I think she's from Miss Doubtfire, yeah.
Okay. I don't know that movie.
You guys,
no,
okay.
I'm listening.
Well, it's about this little girl and her journey. She has really bad parents, and then her teacher ends up adopting her at the end. It makes you laugh. It makes you angry. And then by the end, you're just so happy you cry.
How old is that movie? Should I watch that one or no?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Wow, it came out in 96?
Oh, that's when you don't like
90% positive on Rotten
Tomatoes. I watched it growing up all the time. Yeah. My daughter likes it.
Matilda. Mm-hmm. Eddie, do you have one?
Yeah, I'm going to go old school.
Go ahead.
Rocky. And Rocky won. When he went, spoiler alert, when he wins at the end and he goes, or maybe it's Rocky 2.
He doesn't win Rocky 1.
Adrian!
Yeah.
I did it! Like, that brings tears to my eyes every single time. And they play it probably once a month, twice a month now, still. It's so good.
You can go to our Facebook page and tell us what movie that you love so much. We're going to do a love here, Facebook people. And I'm not going to go look at it because Facebook puts me in a bad place.
Bad place. Don't go there.
But we're going to. But if you do want to go there, go to our Facebook page. What movie brings you to tears? Because it's so moving. Not sad, but it's so moving.
The Bobby Bones Show.
A listener messaged me and said, hey, what are your current workout songs? Amy, put one on this list.
Oh, I've got Seven Rings, Ariana Grande. Squat. Lunge. Squat.
Oh.
Lunge.
Squat.
It's
lunge.
Down.
Oh, wow.
It's a good beat.
I see that.
My hair, G-thanks. Just bought it. I see it. I like it.
I want it. Morgan, number two, what do you have?
Don't Call Me Up by pop artist Mabel.
I don't know this song. Don't call me up. I'm going out tonight. Feeling good now you're out of my life. What are you doing? What are you working at? Like, what's your workout?
I run. Like, I do 10 minutes of interval running and jogging. Yeah. And then I do weights, lift weights.
Don't Call Me Up. We'll put all these at bobbybones.com. Lunchbox, do you work out?
I go run and I go to soccer games, and this is the song I listen to before. I don't listen to music during the game or when I run.
But you pump yourself up.
I pump myself up. All and right. Let me tell you, I found this song, and guys, it is a jam. Remember the Name by Fort Minor. Oh my gosh, this is bad.
I remember this. We used to play this one like 10 years ago, right?
I don't know. I heard it on a like a playlist. Like I was playing on iHeartRadio.
This is the Linkin Park singer.
Chester?
No, Mike Shinoda. So kind of like the rapper. Like they had two leads. Yeah.
He doesn't need his name up in lights. He just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat or the mic.
Is that you, Lunchbox? Do you picture yourself?
Man, it feels
I like
so
it.
Good. I mean, I was like, this is the jam.
I'll give you some of mine. And listen, I work out pretty much all the hip-hop. When I ride my bike, just the hip-hop. It's all. So, this N.E.R.D. song.
I get it how I live it.
You know this one? It's called Lemon. I only listen to hip-hop when I work out. I tried other stuff. I did like a 90s country playlist, and I just was singing the whole time. I didn't even work out that hard. I was just singing. Also, and your husband likes Nicki Minaj, right?
Yes.
Yeah, this Nicki Minaj song, Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne.
Your face off. You never see this pie like this is a bake-off. I love Nicki's curves. Swing at the baseball. I beat your brakes off. Hi, I'm tuned. So no more.
I eat your face off?
I just rhyming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's break-off. Pretty nice.
Good. Hey, you're working out, though.
Are you hating on Lil Wayne? Are you hating on Lil Wayne's rhymes?
I just thought, I've just never heard of someone say, I'm going to eat your face off.
I think that, isn't that like I'm going to kiss you hard? Like,
oh,
your
is that
off?
It?
Face
yeah.
off.
Yeah, and yeah. then finally, here's Busta Rhymes, Break Your Neck. That's all. I also have a bunch of stuff on my list, though, like the Jackson 5.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my list here. Bone Thugs. Temptations. Let's switch it up a little bit.
Yeah, you smile when you hear those songs.
Yeah. Okay.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
So this is what happens. There's a guy in Massachusetts. He was arrested for keeping an 86-inch flat-screen TV that was mailed to his home by mistake. This is in Boston. The news says this. He said, hey, man, what's up? Police surrounded his house. They knocked on the door with flashlights, like boom, boom, boom. They went through the windows. They said, hey, come outside, and they handcuffed him. He said he originally bought and paid for a 74-inch flat screen, but when the 86-inch arrived, delivered by a third-party company, he chose not to return the larger model. The police found it mounted to his wall. He said, I looked into all the laws. He said, you know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Apparently, they called over and over again to get him to send the TV back. The shipping company claims he signed for the incorrect delivery. He disputes it. He says they never informed him. He's facing jail time. The end. He was charged with larceny, fines, lots of stuff. Your thoughts on this, Lunchbox?
I think that he did the right thing because the TV was delivered to him. He signed. He ordered a TV, and when he got inside, he realized, oh, they messed up. He put it on his wall. Looked good. Hey, TV's gone. Sorry.
Oh, boy.
There he goes again.
Amy?
I mean, no. He needs to give it back. He's in trouble.
If he knew that he sent him something larger than he paid for, you at least have to... I'm in the middle here. You at least have to answer the phone when they call.
Oh.
You have to acknowledge the fact that, hey, you guys messed up and sent me this TV. If they never call, I don't have a problem with him keeping the TV. If they never call, if there's never an issue. Because, again, it's not like they sent him a car, you know. He didn't order a pair of shoes and a Lamborghini showed up. You take it 12 inches on a TV or whatever the difference is there. If they call and go, sir, it looks like we sent something. Because who knows? Maybe he didn't know.
Okay, fair. Maybe he didn't measure it.
I mean, I'll be honest, all dudes measure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true, we all do.
So, okay. My point is that jail time's a little much for this.
I mean, cops surrounding the house? Right, come on,
okay,
guys.
That's like, much.
A little overboard.
All I'm going to say is if they can show that he deliberately kept it, even though they reached out to him and said, hey, and he knew, then he should be penalized. Maybe a little fine, probably a little community service, no jail time. The cops don't need to surround the house. But if he completely lied, he should be in trouble. If he didn't, come on. So I'm kind of in the middle of you two.
Well, I got a confession. My wife ordered like a hanging light.
Oh, boy. Go ahead.
About a year ago, and they sent us two.
Yeah.
On accident. Like one came one day, and the next day we got another one. I've never returned it.
SWAT team today.
and it wasn't cheap.
Yeah.
It wasn't cheap. So I was like, man, they messed up. But later down the road.
What did you do with it?
Did they reach out?
I kept it. No, they haven't reached out at all. I'll sell it. Put it on Craigslist or eBay. Someone will buy it. It's a nice, like, hanging light. Yeah. And so when
did
I saw this.
Did you check to make sure your wife didn't accidentally order to you?
Yep.
Okay.
Check the credit card.
But even though you guys have different credit cards, you still look at hers?
No, I had her check her credit card, yeah. And she said, nope, only charge once. I said, then, hey, we win.
Like, what would I do? I would call and say, hey, I have an extra one. I feel like my conscience would get the best of me. Like, sure, it's a big company, but a big company always starts from one small person. You have people's jobs on the line. I think I would call because my conscience would be deeply bothered. However, if this guy got this TV and it's 12 inches or whatever the difference is, 86, what was it? 86?
Yeah, something like 12 inches longer.
74, yeah, 12 inches.
It's a whole foot.
It is.
Right.
Thank you, Amy.
That's right, Amy.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Carlos was told if he doesn't make some changes, he wasn't going to live to the age of 40. He weighed 651 pounds.
Wow, 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 wow.
So he went on a diet. He lost 475 pounds.
Jeez, man.
And now his goal is to run a marathon. He walked his first 5K, started running a little bit, and now his goal is to run a marathon.
He lost 400 pounds?
What on 475.
This is basically
what did he
500?
Do? Do we know? He stopped drinking soda? Because that'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to lose 400 pounds? I'm not kidding. Just stop drinking. Everybody out there, let me give you a piece of advice.
This is truth.
And I'm not, there's not an inch of me as facetious in this. Do you want to change your life? Do you want to lose weight? Stop drinking soda. And for me, I love soda. Oh, when it burns. And I go, I'm going to tell you. I get that and I go, and then it goes down. This is what it feels like in my body. If I can make a sound where it feels like in my body, this would be what it sounds like. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what it feels like when it goes down. Here's what I say. I like a soda, too. Not even going to lie to you. Have one a week. Set your time. Have one a week. Because if you make the thing, I'm going to have one soda a week. You know what? You're probably going to have two. And that's okay, too. Anything that you can do in moderation is okay. That being said, that soda, that candy, that sugar, that's going to be cigarettes in 5-7 years. It already kind of is. And we're learning that. Chill on the sodas.
I want to add to that and say that doesn't mean switch to diet soda and you'll be good. You have to cut out all the soda. Because I used to drink tons of Diet Coke. And when I got off, I lost weight and felt better.
Again, I love soda. I just want to be honest with our listeners.
It's so good.
I love soda. And when I like to make another noise that it makes me feel like sometimes I'll take the soda, I'll take the cup. I don't like a straw. Who wants a straw?
No.
Whenever you soda, because you want to like enjoy it all in your mouth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not just like a little tube of it.
Yeah,
you want to have it just go in your
on
mouth.
Your lips.
And sometimes when I swallow it, this is what it sounds like because it feels so good. I swallow it and it goes, yay. That's what it feels like when it goes down. It's like a little cheer. That being said, you want to lose weight? Stop drinking soda. Well, Lunchbox, what you got?
You might be onto something because he cut out fast food, fried foods, bread, soda and alcohol, and started walking.
Oh, good for him. The food, I'm going to say this too. Believe me if you may. Working out's fine. You should do it. It keeps you going to keep your body healthy longer. If you don't eat right, don't even waste your time working out. Because that workout's 80% of it. Oh, no, excuse me. The eating's 80% of it. If you eat right and don't work out, you'll lose weight and look good. If you eat right and work out, you'll look a little better. If you just work out and eat wrong, nothing's going to change. Nothing is going to change. So why even waste your time? Go volunteer with puppies or something instead. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to hear another sound that my body makes?
Yes.
Whenever
you drink soda?
Whenever I drink soda.
Yeah.
So sometimes I get a cup. I like a plastic cup, too, with soda in it.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'll pour it down my throat, and it goes like this. Happy New Year. When it goes down.
Really?
Yeah. It's that good. It's that good.
Wow. But, Happy New Year.
But that's what it's all about, you know? Get to minimize. Minimize. Okay, is that it, Lunchbox?
That's it.
Thank you very much. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Royal Palm Beach, Florida. A 28-year-old man's working at Arby's. He's supposed to get off at 10 p.m. and the manager comes up and says, hey, someone called in. I need you to work overtime. He's like, look, I got plans with my girlfriend. No. The manager pulls out pepper spray, pepper sprays him, and chases him around the store with a knife, trying to make him stay and work overtime.
But he pepper sprayed him because he just didn't want to work more?
Yeah, he didn't want to work overtime, and the manager's like, no, that's not acceptable. So he pepper sprayed him and chased him with a knife to make him stay.
I wonder if he ever thought that would work.
No, he's not going to be a very effective employee.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you spray him and then he just makes more sandwiches?
It's not very smart.
Crazy that that guy is the boss.
So I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones, come on.
Bringing in the girl group because we're going to talk about anniversaries. Which anniversary do you celebrate? Do you celebrate your first date? When you first met? When you made it official? Like, that's the question. Before we get into it, let me introduce the girl group. To my left, in her cool mom hoodie, it's my co-host, Amy. Amy, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. I am 38 years old now. Just turned 38-ish. And yeah, I have worn this cool mom hoodie like 5 days in a row.
That's true. That's true.
That's a very true statement. Been married 12 years. So I celebrate anniversaries.
Sitting directly in front of me, she runs our social media and our website. She's all digital. Morgan number two, everybody. Hey, Morgan number two.
Hey guys, I'm 25 years old and I'm a new homeowner and I just mowed my first lawn the other day.
And you have all your toes?
Yeah, I still have all my toes.
There you go. And over to my right, walking in the studio because she works in the glass room and does a lot of stuff out there. And because she's a utility player, she does all the things. Utility Hillary, everyone. Hi, Hillary.
Hi, I'm 26 and I do not like ranch. I think it's so overrated.
She does not like ranch.
Ranch is amazing.
All right, here's the email I got. You ready, guys, for the girl group? I'm currently in a debate with my girlfriend about our anniversary. We've been dating for almost a year. She wants to celebrate our first date, which is May 2nd. But I think the date we made it official, June 13th, should be our actual anniversary. Our first date was Matt's El Rancho in Austin. We were there for iHeart Country Festival, which is coming up. But we made it official over FaceTime in June, which I felt was more significant. Which do you celebrate? First date? Official relationship? When you first met? Please help. All right, let's go to the girl group. Amy, what do you think?
First of all, shout out Matt's El Rancho. Love it. Second, I know this is a little hard, but I gotta side with the guy. I think even as a girl and as like as I want it to be special, like the first time we went out, you don't know where things are going on that date. But when it was made official, that is when you celebrate the date. So that's why it's important to make it official and have like the are we boyfriend and girlfriend talk. That's the day.
So you say you celebrate the anniversary on when you officially make you guys a package, an item.
Yes, because okay. That's what back in the day when I, like in college, when I had boyfriends, like that, we our anniversary, like our 1 month, 2 month, 3 month was based on when we made it official.
And I guess you leave that anniversary when you make it official as husband and wife, right? When you stop that anniversary.
Oh, yeah. My husband and I only celebrate now our marriage anniversary.
Which is an official day, too, is my point.
Right. I mean,
it's not the day you propose to get married.
I don't even know that I would know our official dating anniversary.
So you say you made it official. Morgan, number two.
Yeah. I'm going with the first date because typically on the first date, I am knowing if I'm going to pursue something and it potentially could be like the moment where I'm like, this is the guy. Mm. So that could be a really big moment in my life or in our life together.
So how many times, a percentage, we're on a date, are you thinking this could be the guy?
It hasn't happened very often.
Okay.
It's probably happened once.
Ever?
In my life where I've been like, I could see myself married on the first date. It came later with other relationships, but like first date.
You met a guy on the first date and thought, I could see myself marrying him?
Yeah.
On the first date?
Yeah, we had met at like a local like dancing spot. We were like still 18 years old and that was kind of like my first real love. So yeah.
In Wichita?
Yeah, in Wichita.
What's he doing now?
Oh, he's like in Texas somewhere being a nurse, anesthesiologist.
Oh, doing wow. Thing.
What he's doing now.
Wow. I mean, do y'all ever wonder what your exes are doing
I
now?
I know all of them still. I still talk to all of them. Yeah. I'm still friends with all of them. Utility Hillary, what do you think about this? His question is it the day that we went on our first date or the day we made it official?
I'm going with first date. I feel like that's sort of when your relationship first started. That's when you first started hanging out with each other. So I'm definitely going to go with Morgan, too, on this one.
Oh, so I'm old school.
Well, I'm going to say, Amy, I also would say the first date is official.
The first date?
No, the first day it's official.
Oh, the first day it's official.
Like
okay.
A calendar moment. Like, you better remember that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you have that, like, so say your last relationship, you probably went out on a few dates and then it was like, okay, now we're going to be, I'm not going to see anybody else. You're not going to see anybody else. We're official. Like, I want to know how you have that talk. Like,
my last relationship was my last girlfriend. I mean, it's been almost 2 years.
Okay. Well, pick a relationship. Tell me how you asked her to be your girlfriend.
I don't know, but I just know how I'd do it.
I want to know. I want to know.
I would probably go, hey, we've been going out a long time. Like, we don't want to see other people, right? Like, I don't. We should just be together. That's probably how I do it.
Okay. That's good. You're helping people. People are listening right now. Maybe, like, they want to make it official with someone. But they don't know how to, like, you know, make it official.
Yeah, I would be like,
check yes or no.
I'd be like, hey, we won't. Like, I haven't seen anybody else. You're not seeing anybody else, right? Do we want to make this a thing or no? Because I always do that or nah.
Or nah.
Yeah, no, or nah.
Yeah, or nah.
Yeah. I was going out with this one girl a little bit. I can tell the story now. And I had to kind of cut it off. Mm. And I don't like that. I don't like doing that. But you have to do it.
Rest in peace.
And I did it over text.
You did not.
But I talked to her right after, but I did.
You told me that you cut it off, but you didn't tell me you did it over text.
I know. Well, it was like 1 in the morning.
At 1 in the morning?
I know. I was working on the show, and I was like, you know what? I feel this way. I should just say it. And then I was like, hey, call me when you wake up. I know.
And then she called you?
Yeah, it was good. We've actually talked twice since then. Yeah, we're gonna be great friends.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad.
And I didn't feel like I was being a D-bag about it. I wasn't texting to get my way out. I was like, hey, I was just thinking about this. I know you're not awake, but while I'm thinking about this, the distance is not gonna work.
Right. Okay.
And so I was like, you probably feel the same way. If you don't,
what,
like,
did she?
Well, I mean, I kind of, the genie was out of the bottle, right? It's kind of hard to set the genie back in.
Yeah, so she can't be like, well, I mean, but she actually could be like, well, I didn't think the distance was that big of a deal.
It was just tough. I just couldn't do distance.
Okay.
It wasn't working for me in this situation. And I was like, yeah, text. You want to actually know the text?
Yeah.
I could probably look
sure.
at it.
Sure. I mean, if you
by
want
the way,
sure.
They win, Amy. It's you guys say the first date.
First date. And that's cute. I mean, yeah. And then they could always go back to Matt's El Rancho to celebrate, order some Bob Armstrong.
Do you want to hear this or no?
Yeah.
Because I have to send her something. And I was like, hey, forget to send me your address. We got the phone. Because we had talked.
That's a long text.
Who is that? Your text or hers?
Me. It's a whole page.
Oh, my.
But we just got the. But anyway, I was like, hey, forget to send me. I'm gonna redact sensitive information. So if you hear me skipping over stuff, it'd be like if it's super personal. Because I don't want to say who it is. I forgot to send me your address so I can send you this. I'm awake now. It does feel like that it's not working. Distance is probably the killer because what's up?
Probably the killer. Yeah. You should just say distance if we were closer, is the killer because then she's like, well, what else is the killer?
Yeah, let me pour out my heart or no here.
Pour it out.
I was like, because if we live closer, we could probably just show up and fix whatever in person. Well, let's talk in a little bit. Whenever you wake up, call me. Let me know. I'm going back to bed.
Before that, there must have been an issue because what are you trying to fix?
No, fixing is like there would just be odd. Mm-hmm. Anytime you get in, you just can't fix things. Like if you get into a disagreement or it's like tone on text.
So hard.
When it's all, that's all you're doing is texting and FaceTiming.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, I didn't like having to do that. But the end.
Man.
I know.
I never even knew her, but she seemed cool.
She was cool. She was cool.
And just like that.
And just like that.
Well,
I know. Well, that's an update on me, too.
Onward.
But by the way, to this guy here, you are supposed to celebrate your first date anniversary. The girls have chosen. The girl group has decided that May 2nd is your anniversary. And there they are. There's thank you, girl group. Thank you very much. There they are. Celebrate the first date. Okay. Well, there you have it.
Shit. Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones. Yeah. They put out the list of top 10 Tom Hanks movies of all time.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but what I'm going to do is I'll play you a clip from a Tom Hanks movie. Just name the movie.
Oh, that's easy.
Right.
I mean, they're all huge.
Right. Amy, you're up first. Ready?
Ready.
Name this Tom Hanks movie.
I must have drank me about 15 Dr. Peppers.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump is correct. Pretty easy one there. Okay, there we go. Lunchbox, you're up. You ready?
Yeah.
Name this Tom Hanks movie.
You guys think this is a big joke. We've only got 1 week left before the move. A moving buddy. If you don't have one, get one.
Got that.
What is that?
Toy Story.
That's correct. Nice
Woo!
Work.
That's good.
Woo!
By the way, that's the number two Tom Hanks movie of all time, according to people. Toy Story.
Number two.
Number one was Forrest Gump. We're going in order.
Okay, good, good, good.
Oh, wow.
Toy Story was number two.
Okay.
Eddie, ready?
Come on.
Name this Tom Hanks movie. Number 3 on the list.
Hey, we've got a problem here.
What did you do?
Nothing. I stirred the tanks.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem.
Eddie.
Epic.
Do you know what movie that is?
Apollo 13.
Apollo 13 is correct.
Come on!
Amy, ready?
Yeah.
Name this Tom Hanks movie.
When I stand before God and he asks me why did I kill one of his true miracles?
You tell God the Father it was the kindest you done.
Oh,
dang.
Oh, is that the Green Mile?
It is the Green Mile.
Yes!
Wow. Yeah.
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 Good job, Abe.
Okay, I really liked the Green Mile.
Yeah.
And then it got a little weird.
It got real weird.
What, like the flies and stuff? The big guy?
Is it okay to say that?
Yeah. What? That it got weird?
No, that like you just gave away part of it.
Oh, come on. The movie came out like 30 years ago.
I don't know. Okay.
That's fine, Bobby.
Okay. I don't want to be a spoiler, you know? I thought the movie was fantastic. Then it got a little science fiction-y, oddly.
It got real weird.
All right, Lunchbox, ready?
Yeah.
Right up your alley.
All right, number 5.
Number 5.
Ma'am, I'm sorry to have to tell you, your son is forging checks.
Forging checks? Wait, I'm sure we can take care of that. I'm working part-time at the church now. Just tell me how much yours and I'll pay you back.
So far, it's about $1.3 million.
Do you know what Tom Hanks movie that is?
Guys, go ahead. This is a great one. Catch Me If You Can!
There he is.
I still haven't seen that one.
All right. Amy. No, Eddie.
Oh, me. Yeah.
Here you go.
The ship's broken. We had to go.
Nobody gets hurt. Easy.
Hey!
Look at me.
Sure.
Look at me.
Sure.
I'm the captain now.
Yes! That's Captain Phillips.
Wow, we're perfect so far.
Wow, okay.
Everybody's tied at 2. You have one more. Amy, are you ready?
Ready.
Name that Tom Hanks movie. Amy, what is that?
What?
I'm shocked. These two guys are shocked that you don't know this one.
What? Really?
Wow.
I mean, he sounds too old for when he was in this movie, but I guess I'm going to go with Big.
Big.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Amy, I have never even seen the movie, I know what it is.
What is it?
It has to be Castaway.
It is, because he's like, I've made fire.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when else does he need fire?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Lunchbox.
Oh, I just got that one.
To stay in the game.
Oh, okay.
Name the number 7 Tom Hanks movie. Ready?
Yeah.
It's very important you don't stink today.
Hey, I make no guarantees.
We bow, right, in unison, and we're off the stage before the applause dies out, right?
What if they want an encore?
You unplug and you run off stage. Smiling. No encore.
Can you name that one?
Okay, I haven't seen this one, but I know he's, it's a musical group, like it's a band. And I want to say Almost Famous, but that's the one you guys like, that, so it's not that one. What is it about? I mean, the only thing... we'll just go Almost Famous, because that's the only one I know.
Sorry.
Oh.
It's that thing you do.
Ah!
You doing that thing you do. There you go. Breaking my heart into
a million pieces. That's one of his top movies of all time.
Listed as number 7 here.
Wow.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, Eddie for the win.
Come on. Yeah.
You get this, you name it.
Dude,
number 8 Tom Hanks movie of
all time.
Let's go. Here we go.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Why don't you leave her alone, Jimmy?
Oh, you zip it, Doris.
All right.
Are you ready?
For the win.
I got it.
Go ahead.
A League of Their Own.
There he is. A League of Their Own. There's our winner. Nobody clapped for you except for me.
I know.
I was
okay.
The only one clapping.
That was
didn't clap.
The draw.
Lunchbox didn't clap.
I
went right down the list.
I don't know what I'm saying. I just wish I'm not complaining. I'm saying I wish I got 8.
What was the rest of the movies?
There's only one more, or two more. There is this one.
No one said you were going to lose both engines at a lower altitude than any jet in history. But
Captain
be cool.
Sully.
No, it's called Sully.
Oh, you're right.
It's called Sully.
You're right.
No,
Forrest Gump,
argue.
Toy Story, Apollo 13 at 3, Catch Me If You Can, Captain Phillips, That Thing You Do, Castaway, A League of Their Own, I forgot to say The Green Mile, and Sully. Those are the 10.
Okay.
Bam.
There you go.
Gosh, Tom Hanks is so great.
But you are the winner, and that's your
Yeah, track. That's my dude.
Yeah, I'm glad you have it.
Hey. Woo. The Bobby Bones Show.
The
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Relying on technology allows us to forget 5 things a day.
I saw that, and I agree, because I don't know anybody's phone number, and I don't know how to get anywhere.
It's on the list.
Because I always just type it in. Yeah. Like, with my phone, I'll just yell at my Siri to take me somewhere. Mm-hmm. What are things we forget?
So the 5 things we forget are passwords, other people's phone numbers, how to spell certain words.
Oh, man, me too. And I don't even try anymore. I hit it, and if it doesn't autocorrect, I just send it anyway. So it's either spell check, or hopefully it's the person spell recognized on the other side of it, because I don't even try.
How to do basic math, and then how to write legibly, because between our phones and technology, our computers, like, we don't really write that much anymore. And then some of the things that are outside of the top 5, like, Bobby, you mentioned directions, birthdays, what time shows are on.
Oh, birthdays. It's actually helped me. I don't know anybody's birthday, but
having your calendar helps you
big time. And I put in the people's birthdays that I really like. Basically, it's just Amy and my exes.
Wow.
I know.
Another funny thing people forget, this was number 6 on the list, so almost top 5, their own phone number. Like, sometimes if they're asked for it, they fill it out. Like, sometimes they're like, shoot, what is my own phone number?
Yeah, you don't have to say it that much.
You've had yours forever.
I've had my phone number 2003?
Yeah.
Wow, that was a long time.
So you've had the same one. Like, I switched a few years ago, and it did take me a while to learn it, because I was like, oh, I don't really know.
You don't call yourself.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do sometimes. I'm really lonely.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, Bob.
Hey, you good? Yeah, I'm okay. Hi, what else?
So couples in happier relationships say these things to each other more often. So you can, you know, jot these down, if you're driving, but just make sure that you're telling your partner this. Thank you. If you're expressing gratitude in your relationship, even for the small things, not just for the big, it will really impact things. You make me laugh. Oh. Make sure you let them know that they're funny, because couples that can laugh together, it means that they, you know, enjoy each other's company and each other's jokes. You mean a lot to me. So people want to feel valued and appreciated. So make sure you remind them. And then lastly, I love you. Like, if you're not someone that says it all the time, but simply put, saying I love you is an active reminder of your admiration for one another. Mm. Poppy's never said it.
I know, to anybody. Mm. To my dog, all time.
But Nick, there's still time. This is the year.
Amy put her fist in the air like she was like, pumping me up. She was like, you can do it. Yeah.
2019.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah, of course. What else?
Okay, you know the top most productive time of day? When is it for you? When are you the most productive?
Two parts. Either at like 6 a.m., which I'm not a morning person, but I've been awake a few hours to we start doing. I'm like an hour into the show. probably then, or like 6 p.m., right before I go, like, I have a few hours before I go down, and like, I'm just hammering away the next day.
Oh, wow.
But my schedule's odd.
Yeah, you're not really average, so for those people that are listening right now, it's the first 3 hours of your day. That's okay. When you're most productive.
Me.
That okay.
6 a.m.
6 a.m. still
in
there.
I wake up at 3:30 now.
Yeah, but that's when you are cranking stuff out. So if you have your list of MITs, do you know MITs? My husband taught me this.
A military term?
It's your most important tasks. So
most important tasks.
He tries to help me make lists and prioritize them, and he's like, what are your MITs? Number them 1 through 10 and knock out 1 to 10.
I'm kind of hot. It's kind of hot.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, my encouragement to anybody listening is to know that your first 3 hours might be your most productive, so you might as well take care of your MITs during that time.
I like these acronyms. I had Emily Wiseman on the Bobbycast last week, and she was telling me about PABs.
Oh, and what is that?
Do you know what that is, Lunchbox?
No, I don't.
It doesn't matter. I'm like sitting here on the radio, but I was like, oh, that's a term. It's a.
What?
Wait, what?
It's a.
Wait.
Oh,
why would you say that about somebody?
I don't
know. Some people are, Amy.
Her dad. Her dad on the Bobbycats, if you check it out, her dad was a bail bondsman, and he'd have to go track people down. And if they didn't show up and pay their bond, that he'd get a note that somebody was a PAB. It's on the Bobbycast. You should listen to it.
Wow.
I laughed out loud. Really, I forgot we even talked about that.
Okay, that makes it funny. Yeah. I didn't know if it was like...
Check out the Bobbycast. Search Bobbycast wherever you listen to podcasts. By the way, I believe Trevor from Old Dominion's coming to the house, and we're doing one tonight.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
My boy?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll talk about you the whole time.
No. No. Okay, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Oh, man. So there was this chicken named Colorado, and it got too large for her own legs to support herself due to factory farm chickens.
Oh, wow.
They're bred to grow really quickly, like way faster than they should. But there's this rescue farm that will take in these chickens. But poor Colorado, they thought they were going to have to put her down because she just was so uncomfortable. She couldn't walk. She couldn't support herself. Well, the husband at this sanctuary, he read about a chicken wheelchair online.
So then wheelchair?
Yeah,
wow.
So then he built one for Colorado, and ever since Colorado got her wheelchair, her sparkle is back.
Wow. Is this a real story?
Yes, there's a rescued factory farm. They rescue chickens that are, you know, basically born to fatten up and then give birth or eat.
Yeah, eat.
Eat, actually. And Colorado got saved. They built a wheelchair.
Wow. You believe that?
No, a wheelchair.
For a chicken
named Colorado in a wheelchair.
All of those things. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on.
It's that time.
The Morning Corny.
What do sharks say when something cool happens?
What do sharks say when something cool happens?
Jossum.
Yeah, that was Joss.
Yeah,
Joss. There we go.
That was the Morning Corny.
Thank you. Bobby Bone, come on. All right, so something shady was happening in your neighborhood?
Yeah, a little side hustle going down with the crossing guard.
So tell me what would happen, what you would see with your eyes.
Well, I've witnessed it on multiple occasions and months apart, so I was like, well, this must be happening way more than I think, but the car we're going slow anyway, it's a school zone, so you're 15 miles or less, and so the cars are already creeping, and then she's kind of in the middle of the road doing her thing, and then every once in a while, or when I've seen it, she's giving something to someone and that's driving by and they exchange. But so, I don't know what's being exchanged.
In your mind, it's possibly money and drugs.
Maybe.
Oh.
But
something's going on, though.
Some oxy.
Oh, maybe
codone.
It
looks like a little bit. I mean, I don't know. I don't know that she doesn't look like the type where she's like a hardcore drug dealer, but she could
those
maybe.
Are the hardest core.
Either did
she,
Wonder White.
She could maybe have back pain, and so she's got access to pills that she shares with people.
And you think there's something happening in your neighborhood. Cars are going by, and there's transactions happening right in front of your face.
I mean, the first time I saw it, I thought, oh, she must know that person, and she's giving them a little
something. Or like somebody gave them a business card. You did a good job. How did you make my card?
The third time I saw it, again, months apart, I'm like, what is going down? Like, I'm missing all kinds of transactions.
Well, Lunchbox decided to go to your neighborhood.
Oh,
you guys already live close. And what in your mind are you doing?
Well, what I did is I did recon first. I watched how it went down. And so
wait, did you see it happen?
I saw it happen.
What?
You did?
And so
what?
I was like,
yeah.
I was like, this is crazy. Like, I thought Amy was just seeing things.
No.
Maybe Amy blinked at the
wrong
time.
How did you go see it? Like, where'd you go stand?
I parked
on the side of the road. Like, because it's a street. So you just park like you're in front of a house and you just sit in the car for a while. It's like an undercover cop.
You were on stakeout?
Yeah. And you watch it happen. And so I was like, okay, this is a real deal. So the next day, I went back and I gave it a shot.
So by giving it a shot, what did you do?
I just rolled down the window as I'm rolling by and hollered at her. I said, give me some of that stuff. Give me some of that stuff.
Did you have like money in your hand? I have a clip here.
Oh,
were you nervous?
I was really nervous because I was like, what if this is an undercover operation by a
sneak?
Like reverse undercover when I'm trying to do undercover. Like
she's undercover. But
yeah, because we're not like trying to bust her, but like something's going on.
We're trying to do a radio bit.
Yeah.
Like they pull me over and be like, no, I was undercovering you. No, like, oh.
It's like that Spider-Man meme where they're pointing at each other.
Love it.
Oh. Okay. Morgan at number two, and Mike D got that joke. Thank you. Thank you. Amy, as millennials, only got that.
I didn't hear you.
It doesn't matter.
All right. Spider-Man joke. I didn't get it.
Here we go.
Too much in disbelief that, I mean, I know it's happening, but the fact that he saw it too means it's really happening all the time.
And you did see her handing.
Oh, yeah.
More than once?
More than once.
What?
That's why I was like, it's real. And that's why I was like, I got to get on it. I got to go in. I got to try it.
Were you by yourself?
I was by myself.
Or was the baby with you?
No, baby was not with me. Can't do that with the baby.
Family.
All right. So here's Lunchbox driving to the crossing guard, who Amy thinks is.
Wait, you know what? Now that I think of it, baby was in the back seat.
It was.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Oh, my gosh. I'm a terrible dad.
Wait, why were you doing it with the baby in the back?
I didn't even think about it right now. I just thought about it right now. I was like, It was. He was in the back seat. Oh, no.
All right.
Well, okay.
I want to hear
you
these
You brought
clips.
A baby to a stakeout?
No.
Detectives don't do that.
Oh, no.
Okay, here we go. Here's Lunchbox driving by the crossing guard who you think is probably selling something.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go.
What we got? High five. Yeah. What we got? Woo! That's what I'm talking about. The goods. Thank you.
Okay, now
she gave
you
something.
Did you not hear the crinkle?
He got it.
Did she give you something?
Yeah.
No.
Oh my god.
Did you hear the crinkle?
I did. Let me hear it again. Hold on. Let me hear it again.
Hold
on. There's a crinkle.
Listen to the crinkle.
Okay. Let me hear it again. Before I play it back, do you promise that you got something?
I swear to you, I got something. Okay.
What did I tell you? Yo, baby, one of my friends even heard the bit. She's like, you're just making stuff up. And I'm like, we don't make stuff up.
Listen to the crinkle.
Here's why we can't make stuff up, because we couldn't remember it.
Yeah.
To all of our listeners who think we're making stuff up, we can't, because then we can't remember.
Lunchbox has kept all of this from me. He did text me the other day saying, hey, where, what crossroad?
He did text me and go, I need bailed out.
No. He did text me asking which street she worked on, and she has two spots that I see her work, and so I gave him both locations.
All right, here we go again. Let's listen to the same clip and listen for the crinkle.
What we got? High five. Yeah. What we got? Woo! That's what I'm talking about. The goods.
That's the
good. Thank you.
Wait.
Have a good one.
What is it?
Here's what we're going to do.
I don't know.
You didn't hear the crinkle?
I don't know what to expect.
When I played the clip from my wife, she goes, oh my God, you hear the crinkle.
Yeah, okay. I hear the crinkle. But also, are you playing rap music? Or somebody else. Like, right when it seems like Lunchbox is like rolling up. Like, listen.
There's no music. I have everything off because I'm recording, so I can't have anything in the background.
True. Okay.
Okay.
You may hear my car rattle.
No.
And she handed you something.
Oh, she handed me something, guys. This is real deal.
What is it?
I want to know what it is.
I'm so nervous. I don't know if it's drugs or like a note that says, have a good day.
Lunchbox, do you promise she handed you something?
I promise.
Were you shocked by what she handed you?
Yes. I was like, oh my gosh. And I was so, I was like, get out of here.
Do you want to reveal? Do you have it with you?
I got it.
You have it with you?
Oh, you want me to bring it in? It's in the car.
Can we all try it?
Wait, what is it?
Okay, just tell. Are you ready to tell us? Okay, tell.
Yeah. I got the picture of it.
Okay, tell us what it is and... Let me see the picture. Don't tell Amy. Show me
the
picture.
Okay.
Tell me. I'm not joking.
Y'all, did I uncover a drug dealer?
Oh my God.
What is it?
You have that in your car?
Yeah, I do. I'll go get it. If I have a song, I'll go get it.
Okay.
I'll hand it to...
Y'all have to let me know. I'll hand it to Amy.
I don't know if Amy wants to touch it.
I don't know if Amy wants to touch it. I wouldn't...
I'll touch it. That's what she said.
You can't do it to yourself.
Well, then do it to me.
That's what she said.
First time I heard that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, so there's a crossing guard in Amy's neighborhood. Amy feels like the crossing guard is up to something.
Yeah, I've just seen multiple transactions with other cars that are going really slow because it's a school zone, and I see they exchange something, and I don't know what.
So Lunchbox went on the stakeout a day ahead of time.
Watched transactions go down, and I was like, okay, I got to get it on the action, so I went back the next day.
Now listen to the clip again because you will hear a crinkle.
What we got? High five. Yeah. What we got? Woo! That's what I'm talking about. The goods.
There's a crinkle right there. Now you show me the picture of it.
I have so many questions.
Let's show Morgan number two.
How did you know how much money to give her?
Amy, I just had it in my hand.
First time's free.
Okay. Okay.
Morgan number two is now looking at it.
What? Okay. What is it?
I don't even know what to say.
I know. Okay. Are you ready? Amy, are you ready to see it?
Yeah, what is it?
You gotta close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Listen to the creak.
Oh, yeah, he's gonna get it.
In a baggie. For sure in a baggie.
Okay.
No, I don't want you touching it.
Oh.
I just you can hold it in your hand, hold your hand open, and she can just look. Amy, don't open your eyes yet. You don't need to touch it. In three.
Close your eyes.
Two, one, go.
What?
Seriously? It's a peppermint.
Are you
she
serious?
Hands out peppermint.
This
nice old lady.
Are you serious?
This nice old lady's handing out peppermints, and Amy's accusing her of being Pablo Escobar.
I mean, Amy. She's being nice to the neighborhood.
What? That is what these people roll down their window for, is a peppermint. That's the transaction. Y'all, it looks way shadier than that. Like
poor lady.
This lady by volunteering her time, too.
She was going to slam her.
I thought for sure. I was like, oh my gosh, like we're about to butt someone. Like big time. I thought he was about to show me some pills.
It's a green peppermint. It's like a white peppermint with like the green instead of the red.
Oh my gosh.
What would you like
oh,
to say to her in case she's listening?
Man, I'm so sorry. I thought the worst of you. I should have thought the best of you because you're a crossing guard and you're protecting our neighborhood and keeping the children safe. And I'm sorry. Like, oh my gosh. I thought that Lunchbox got drugs.
Okay. Now that that's done, let's get to the good news. What?
To be fair, there was exchanges there going was. Down. There but was. Now we know it's
and you
innocent.
Saw it too. Did it look shady to you?
It
you
did
saw?
Look shady.
But did she hand it to you the same way she handed
same
it?
Same way that she there handed to everybody else.
All right.
Maybe she sniffed you out.
The Bobby Bone Show.
If I play this piano, do you know what song that is?
I'm a little sister to the wet dot of a baragoosh, baragoosh, and the fandango.
Yeah, what is that song?
Queen, something.
Galileo.
Galileo. Galileo.
No, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Queen.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just a piano part of a song, right?
That's cool.
So we've stripped out all the instruments. It's just a piano. That's Bohemian Rhapsody. Just a piano. Write your answers down. Amy to my left, Lunchbox to my right, and our video producer Eddie come over on. There editing videos. Are we ready? Just by the piano part of the song, name the song.
I love this.
Is that familiar, Amy?
Yeah, I'm in.
Just looking for the title of the
she's
song.
She's in, I'm in too.
Eddie's in. Lunchbox's eyes are real big. He's writing an answer down.
All right. I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox, what do you have?
Despacito.
Despacito. Duh. That is not it. Amy. Oh.
Havana.
Oh, Eddie.
Yeah, Havana Unana.
There it is. Yeah.
That's it. My heart is in Havana Unana.
Hey.
Yeah, good.
Who right, is that?
It's
Camila.
Camila Cabello.
That's what I thought it was. Despacito.
Okay. Yeah.
By the piano part only, name the song.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this part's very familiar.
Do I get bonus points for artist?
No.
Yeah, that's all I know, too. I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
All right, that's all you get. Lunchbox.
Oh, it's my girl, Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 Miles.
Wow. Amy.
1,000 Miles.
Oh, oh my God. I don't know the title. I've heard it Seasons.
Oh, oh. Yeah. It's.
If I could fall into the sky.
It is still the jam.
She's still around?
Uh huh. I don't know. We're doing what?
I think she died already.
Yeah, I don't
no,
know.
I just meant like she's still making
Trader Joe's. Making my way downtown.
Oh, yeah, that started.
No, it's all piano.
Dang.
Oh,
it starts
okay.
whenever you want.
Oh, I was like, where is she? Okay.
Ready? Name it by the piano. What song is that? Just the piano part. Oh, Oregon now.
I almost didn't remember the title of this song.
I'm in with a win.
I'm in.
Men.
Amy.
Don't Stop Believing.
Lunchbox.
Don't Stop Believing.
Are you challenging?
Stutter.
Are you challenging him, Eddie?
You challenge?
No, I'm not challenging.
Yeah, you don't want to challenge him. You'll get this cold.
There was a stutter in there, though.
What do you have?
Don't Stop Believing.
All right, you're all right. There you go. All right, good. Two left. Name the song. Here we go. Only the piano.
Is
puzzle?
Maybe well, because puzzle? Because
yeah, I know.
I just went to a
Lunchbox likes puzzle, but that's normal.
I got it. I think I'm in.
Amy's up 1 point right now. Lunchbox can climb back into this thing.
I'm trying to.
Wow.
Five
okay.
seconds.
I'm in.
Lunchbox?
Lips of an Angel.
Excuse me?
Hinder, Lips of an Angel.
What a random song. Wow.
I haven't thought of that in a while.
Oh, sorry, Amy.
Meant to Be.
Oh.
Yes!
Eddie?
I wrote It Will Be.
Oh, wow.
Come on, so
no,
wrong.
It's like...
Hit it, Bones.
Maybe lay on back and relax. Put your pretty head down on the bench. Maybe
it's meant to be.
All right, one more. Here we go.
Oh!
Lunchbox is standing up in his chair, waving his arms like a symphony.
I'm in.
Only the piano part of the song. There you go.
No. To make it better.
Yeah, write me a letter.
Write me a letter.
Send it in the mail.
I did it in a Mr. Postman. I sent a special deed. Bright and early next morning.
I'm in for the
letter. Came back to me.
She wrote about it.
Amy.
Hey, Jude.
Lunchbox.
Hey, Jude, write me a letter. Yeah.
There's nothing about a letter.
What, are you serious? It says write
Remember
me a letter.
Eddie?
I might be the worst of this game. I wrote Let It Be.
Oh.
What? I don't
Wait,
know.
Wait, yeah. Mr. Beatles
The
fan?
Mr. Beatles.
Yeah. Oh, big
wow.
Beatles. Does it say write a letter?
No.
Oh, I didn't think so.
Okay.
Hey, guys, I didn't miss one.
You didn't? Amy
No.
Amy. There she is. There she is. We found her strong suit. She loves the piano. There she goes. Look at you.
Wow, Amy, good
I
job.
I know. That never happens to me. Oh, I'd like to thank my piano teacher from when I was little.
Imagine all the Amys. It's easy if you try.
Give it a try.
Imagine there's all Amys. That means no one lies.
A single soul.
Yeah. Okay.
Imagine all.
Oh, gosh. She raised it up.
We're going high. We're going high. There she goes. Nice work, Amy.
The Bobby Bones Show.
What's up with you and your husband?
Well, he's like, wants to put a cap on how much water I can have or when, like a deadline at night, like no more water at night. We have to do that with our 8-year-old son.
Are you peeing the bed?
No. No. But that's why we do it with him. But like, my husband's like, I don't know, pick a time. But after 7 p.m., you can have no more water because I guess I've been waking up. I've upped my water intake a lot. And sometimes to make sure I'm getting my water before bed, I'm like chugging 16 ounces just so that I met my goal for the day. And he's had enough because I wake up like 3 times in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom and it's waking him up. And he's like... He's like, I can't have that anymore. So he's like, thinks I should have a water cutoff.
And are you going to do that?
I think I should. Cause I mean, yeah, it's gotta be annoying. Like, plus I don't need to be waking up 3 times in the middle of the night. That's not good for my sleep. And then if I'm waking him up, well, that's certainly not good if we're both not getting rest. And so, yeah, but he was like, hey, we got to have a talk.
Oh, you got pulled in for a talk.
Yeah. He's like, he didn't want to be rude about it, but he's like, I'm going to have to cut you off on water.
I'm in California, but when I flew out here, I always sit on the inside. Like, and so they're on the Southwest, on Southwest Airlines, you can lean over and put your head on the wall and go to sleep. And that flight's so long, and I like to sit on the inside, like a window seat, so I can lean my head over and go to sleep. But the problem is I drink a bunch of water, too, and I always have to be like, excuse me, wait, on that flight, it's so long. Mm-hmm. I hate to wake you up. And I won't wake someone up. I almost... will go in my pants almost before or like peeing. I would think about peeing into a cup or something,
which is awesome because you're a guy and you can do that.
I haven't done that, but I've been like, I don't want to wake somebody up, but I have to go through people every time, be like, I'm so sorry. So I like have to gauge my water before I get on the flight.
So you could get these bags that my husband, because he's a pilot and go on really, especially when he was in the Air Force, they would go on really long flights, like hours and hours and hours and hours. But they have these, I forget what they're called, but just call it a
pee bag.
Pee bag.
Yeah.
And
I wouldn't really pee my pants, but I
right. Like, but I'm I mean, so I could you could order some of these. Let me see if Amazon has it, and then you get a blanket. But it's like no, it's contained. Like you won't
people
make
would
a mess.
Probably me wake them up more than correct. Pee next to them, right? I mean,
really. No, when
it all comes down
you.
To it, I think my neighbor would rather me wake them up than just let it rip right next to them.
And maybe then I need to get a pee bag for bedtime.
You know what? Just get up. Just get up.
Come on. It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Firefighters in Tennessee cut through a wall at a family's home to rescue a dog that was chasing a squirrel in the attic. The dog's up in the attic, chasing after a squirrel, falls through. And firefighters, they go in Chattanooga, and they go and they have to cut a hole in the wall, and they get Bella out, who's a wiener dog. Luckily, everybody survived. Everybody's good. Firefighters just used a saw, cut through the wall. They're like, Bella, they're trying to make the dog not move while they're cutting the wall. So they cut back there, but the dog obviously runs to the sound. But everything's good. So good for the firefighters, good for the dog. Everybody wins in that one. That's funny, huh?
Yeah.
It's funny because everybody got that. Okay. All right, that's what it's all about right there. That's Tell Me Something Good. There you go.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone, come on.
Here we go. We're going to do what they call the Shell On Challenge, where you're supposed to eat it and the shell. We have a couple items here.
Yep.
We have, first of all, a full banana with a peel, right? So if you lose, you have to eat the whole thing.
The whole banana or one bite?
No, that's the social media craze,
it's
Amy.
It's one bite.
It's not one bite.
It's not the whole thing. That would make you sick, maybe.
Like the stem? I don't even know if you can get rid of that.
I don't know that my stomach could digest it.
Well, that's part of the bit.
Hey, you shouldn't have brought this game to the table.
The new social media trend.
It's a bite.
It's called the Shell On Challenge. People are daring each other to eat things in the packaging or the peels.
Yeah, I mean, it's nature. We can eat that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, so, yeah, I've heard the peel is good for you, but like if you blend it.
Everybody's name is on the wheel here, right? This isn't spin, but I'm going to spin it. Whoever it lands on has to eat half of the banana with the peel.
Okay, that's better.
Okay, half of the banana.
Woo! Yeah.
Why
didn't you bring
what do you want? You want the full banana? Rainbow down?
I mean, I think the half's kind of weak. I thought we were eating a whole thing.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Full banana!
No!
We want the full banana.
No.
Yeah!
All right, we're doing full banana.
Man.
You don't have to eat the stem.
Okay, good.
What?
Has it been washed?
Yes.
I was really looking forward to something like a kiwi, maybe?
No.
I mean,
kiwis. Full banana. Okay, so I'm going to spin the wheel. Whoever it lands on has to eat the banana with the peel on. This is called the Shell On Challenge. Are we ready to spin that wheel?
Because oh my gosh.
On the wheel are people like Producer Eddie, Morgan number two,
okay,
Raymundo, Lunchbox, myself, and Amy. We'll give it a spin, and whoever.
I mean, there's a lot of options on there.
There's six names.
Is there someone you're cheering for?
Amy. I mean, Amy would be funny.
Yeah,
why?
Amy.
That's rude. I'm not cheering for anybody.
All right, are you ready? Let's spin that wheel! All right, that around it goes.
Oh my god.
Whoever's name it lands on,
come on, eat it.
Here we go.
Keep going.
And it is.
Yeah!
Eddie!
All right. Oh, you know what, though? He loves bananas.
I do. I eat one every day.
Meals. Yeah, you do. Put that banana in your mouth.
There you go. Put the banana in your mouth.
Eddie!
No stem, right?
No stem, but the whole banana with the peel.
That stem is not coming out of my body if I eat it.
All right, here we go.
How long is this supposed to take, people?
Well, let's just start and watch
it. Why me?
Because it landed on your name. That's
so
why.
Stupid.
Eddie will not eat the banana.
You were cheering for whole banana. You cheered for whole banana.
No, I did not.
Here we go.
Ready?
You wanted the whole banana, you get it.
Tell me why.
All right, and action.
Get it in there.
There he goes.
That peel is the most disgusting thing.
Bite number one.
Oh my God, it's dry.
Bite number
wow,
one.
Wow, Eddie. No. If you eat the peel that has 12% of your daily fiber, vitamin C, and vitamin B6.
And bite number two. Oh, wow.
Oh, you spit all over me. You fool, you spit on me, you nasty fool.
Hey, there's like a...
I am spitting back
ew,
on you.
Is it like...
It's chalky.
Yeah.
Eddie is two bites in.
It's not very good.
There he goes, another bite.
I can't believe you're eating it so strongly.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah, you definitely have to. It's called the Shell On Challenge, and some people are eating like full things
candy
with like cardboard
wrappers.
Packages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why am I always stuck eating the crap?
That's pretty
it's
healthy.
True.
Yeah, that's actually not crap.
We're going to put this up on our Instagram, at Bobby Bone Show.
I can't chew it all, so at this point, I'm just swallowing it.
You keep eating. I'm going to play a song.
Okay.
We'll come back and check in with you.
All right, sounds good.
All right.
You got a good grip on that banana, too.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Eddie lost the wheel and has had to eat the whole banana with a peel on it. We spun the wheel. What are you complaining about?
The bottom part? Yeah. I took the long stem off, but then the other end, I got to get rid of that. I can't eat the butt.
You got to eat that.
I can't eat the butt.
Eat it.
That's
the butt of the banana.
Still eating the banana with the peel on. What do you think so far?
That's disgusting.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could have at least given him some peanut butter.
No. That's part of the challenge.
Like the banana part, it sneaks in and it tastes pretty good, but the peel's gross.
Well, Eddie's eating this banana.
Man, I'm glad that you won, though. That was a good game. That was fun.
Do we want to pull the wheel back up here?
What?
Yes!
Yeah. For
no,
what?
Take my name off, though.
No.
There's no way I can do this again.
For what?
Eddie, that's a loser mentality. There's always a way.
Man, that is crazy.
All right, one more bite and I'm done.
Eat the rest of it. There you go.
I thought we were
there
done with
goes.
This.
You're good. There he is. There he is.
Oh,
Eddie
ate
the whole banana with the peel.
I thought this game was over.
Well.
It is.
What we can... No, it isn't. Just when you think it's over, it's back again.
Oh, no.
What we have now is a full orange with peel.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my gosh.
Why is it the biggest orange?
Yeah, why is that the biggest orange in the history?
It's like a mutated orange.
That's
like,
a giant orange.
Why can't it be like a cutie?
Let us... that's funny. A cutie. That's funny.
Yeah.
It's not.
That's the biggest orange. Like, this... GMO.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Genetically modified.
Yeah, we shot it with a needle, gave it some steroids last night.
That is huge.
So I have an orange coming up. And we can spin the wheel again if you guys want to play another round of this. Again, well, this is a democracy. We'll vote.
Okay.
Let me see if you can you die from orange peels?
No, they eat them in nature.
Amy's Googling, can you
Google
die?
Google the banana one first because I already ate it.
I told you the benefits of eating the peel.
Go ahead.
People do that.
What does the orange peel say? I mean, this is an internet challenge. It can't be unsafe.
Oh, well, here's some. No, it says here, this is answering how many oranges can you eat before the vitamin C will kill you.
Oh,
whoa.
It happens.
A million? Did you Google, can you eat the orange peel?
I was emailing about death.
You emailed someone about death and we're going to wait here?
Okay. Although orange peels are edible, they're not nearly as sweet or as juicy.
Yeah.
If you do eat the peel, you'll get a good amount of nutrients.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like got, it's
this is basically a health segment.
Flavonoids.
Okay. We're going to come back next and we're going to do the orange.
Is it organic?
Then we're
going to
vote.
Oh, yeah. Let's vote. Who votes that we eat the orange? I. All right, we got enough.
Oh. No, that was just you.
Yeah. What?
That was just
I know.
You.
That's what's funny about this show sometimes. You don't want to do it, Amy. You have a 1 in 6 chance. You didn't even have to eat the banana.
I know. Eddie, I didn't enjoy watching you do that.
Yes,
I'll have
did.
You know.
She was
I
laughing
didn't.
So hard.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah. Do you want to do the orange, Amy?
Uh-uh.
Okay, well, we'll do the
I
orange.
I say we do the orange.
We'll do the orange. Ray Mundo, we got a vote in there?
Let's do it.
Yeah, we got Now I'm pulling votes in. Mike D.
Yeah.
We got 4 votes, orange.
That's all you need.
That's all we need.
The Bobby Bone Show.
We're doing the Shell On Challenge. This is our second segment. And Eddie lost the wheel. We spin this wheel. Whoever it lands on has to eat whatever it is. And Eddie ate a banana with a peel. And how would you say?
It was disgusting.
It was disgusting.
So would you say he won because he got a lot of nutrients?
I'd say in the end you won, Eddie.
I mean, you guys say it's good for you at the end, so thank you, I guess.
You're welcome. Yeah. I have an orange here.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a very big orange.
Big. Big orange.
We can do half the orange.
Or
the
no, you got to go full.
That is bigger than
the banana.
That is way bigger than the banana. Question.
It's you big, probably man. Should cut the orange, though, and then eat into it.
Okay. If you want to do let's vote. You want to do the half the orange or whole
oh,
orange?
Oh, I know what's going to happen now. If we do half, two people are going to eat that sucker.
That's right.
No.
Good thinking, Len.
I saw his wicked smile like he.
Okay. Let's just say whoever loses, one person has to eat the whole orange with a peel on it.
Perfect.
You half or whole? Vote now.
Whole.
Eddie says whole.
Whole.
Amy says whole.
But I mean, you can still cut it up.
Okay. That's 2 votes. Gosh. Lunchbox?
Oh, definitely whole.
Raymond?
It sounds like whole.
Okay, whole it is. I'm going to spin the
question.
Wheel.
Question.
Yeah.
If we volunteer, can we only eat half? If we say, you know what, not even spin that wheel, I nominate myself. What is that?
I volunteer tribute.
Yeah, yeah, that volunteer tribute thing. Do we only get to eat half?
No, I think you have to spin and you land on what it lands on.
Because I wasn't going to volunteer. I was just going to throw it out there for someone else.
All right, are you guys ready? I'm going to spin the wheel.
Oh, my
ready.
Gosh.
Whomever's name it lands on has to eat the whole orange with the peel.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's spin that wheel!
And there it goes the wheel. Round and round it goes.
Come on!
Lunchbox has run over to the wheel.
Oh, I'm stressed out.
Calcium, copper, magnesium, vitamin A, vitamin B, fiber.
Oh, Amy!
It was on me till the last minute. Woo! It went boop, right over to you.
Give her the orange.
Give her the orange.
Give her the orange.
It needs to be washed again.
No, you eat it.
Can I have a knife?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you want us to play a song and come back?
Yeah, I mean,
wait,
this
as you prepare
is,
it?
Dude, this is the biggest orange known to man. This is going to take a minute.
Your first bite should have to be through the orange,
I agree.
Right?
Yes.
I can't.
Like an apple.
You have teeth?
I can't. It's a loser mentality.
My teeth.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would step away from the equipment. And just take a big bite out of it. Ready? You got it on camera, Eddie?
I got it.
I don't know if my
teeth. What's wrong with your teeth? Oh, don't break your teeth there, princess.
Are you going to bite?
It's an orange.
It's not concrete.
Okay. Oh, she took
a bite.
Oh, don't spit it out.
Yeah, no, you got to eat it.
Don't spit it out.
You got to eat it. Amy.
She didn't even eat the middle part. She only ate the
peel.
She only ate the peel. Of course that's going to be gross.
Yeah, but that's a lot of orange.
This is bigger than
hey, you know what's funny? She voted for whole.
She voted for whole. How's that peel taste?
It's bigger than the banana,
yeah.
If you think of it. Uh-huh. You stretch this out.
Go ahead. How's the peel taste? take a full bite there.
I tried
to eat the pill and I won't.
It's like I can't get to that part.
There she goes, back into it. She's going straight peel. It's so disgusting. She's basically peeling the orange with her teeth and eating it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Right, tell that story, Lunchbox.
So there's this lady, she posted on Reddit, she's married and they've been trying to have a kid. 29 pregnancy tests, no baby. Tried the whole hormone injections, no baby. And finally, the husband confessed, I had a vasectomy when I was married to my ex-wife because I didn't want to get her pregnant. And she said, now you either agree to me having a donor, you get it reversed, or we're getting divorced. Like, whoa. Divorced over this just because you can't have kids?
Well, I think he lied to her. That's dishonest.
Yeah, and she was going through fertility stuff on her end, thinking that something was maybe wrong with her and the stress that adds. And then it's all because he knew, playing along with that he had a vasectomy. And
29 pregnancy tests, which means the emotional roller coaster of that.
Oh, yeah. Every single one of those.
Hormone injections, mm-hmm. which means messing with her body.
Like, why would he even want to go through that with her? Like, it's miserable for her and for him.
That's what
she said.
She said 3 years of painful, invasive, an expensive fertility treatment.
Yes.
And he lied to me.
Yeah. He watched her go through that and didn't ever once think to pipe up and say, sorry, nothing's wrong. You don't need to inject yourself with those hormones and make yourself feel totally nutso. I had a vasectomy. No, that's bad.
Right? I thought it was bad too, but Lunchbox thinks she's overreacting.
I think she's being drama-filled. If you love somebody, you want to be with them. You didn't marry them for kids. You married them because you love them.
But right, maybe, but then you fall a little less out of love with them and they lie to you for 3 years while you're injecting yourself with hormones.
Or maybe you got together because you had similar dreams of having children.
Yeah. What did he tell her about that?
Let me see. According to her post on Reddit, doesn't have that.
Oh.
It just says that she feels lied to and she's talking about divorce.
Yeah.
I'm on team dude. Oh, no.
Yes, yeah.
I'm on team
wife.
Team her. Yeah.
Team wife.
I'm on team wife. Thank you. You're on team wife?
Yeah, I'm on team wife. Like, I mean, I if they want to work it out, I hope that they're able to, but I do not think she's being typical drama-filled woman.
If I found out someone lied to me for 3 years about something that big, I don't know if I'd ever trust him again.
Like, she was altering her body to make it work, and he knew all along that she didn't need that stuff.
Right, I'm team wife, Amy.
Team wife.
I'm team dude, because when you say your vows, it's till death do us part, not to he tells me a little white lie.
Not a white lie. Producer Eddie?
I mean, I'm going team marriage. They said reversal's an option. Just reverse it and get over
it. But how do you trust?
Yeah.
You lied for 3 years.
But there's a solution at the end.
Oh
that's
my
what
gosh.
I like about this story.
Morgan, number two?
Yeah, there's hope.
I'm definitely team wife.
Yeah.
Raymundo?
Team guy.
What?
I'm crazy. So, Ray.
You guys are out of your mind. Okay. You can go to our Facebook page if you want to see this story and comment on it. Anyone that would be team guy, they'd probably lie.
I just don't even get the...
Bunch of liars?
Bunch of liars in here. You don't get the what?
I just... Him watching her, like, inject herself and go through that.
Oh, Amy, 30 pregnancy tests.
Yes, watching I know. Her the roller cry. Ugh.
Struggle all that time.
Guys, he probably cried too because you can still get pregnant when you have a vasectomy. There's miracles that do happen, so maybe he was emotionally invested
it.
Also.
Stop it. Bobby Bones. Man, so happy you guys could spend even just a few minutes with us today. Thank you so much. Gotta go. Hopefully you guys will be around. We'll be around. I'm around all day, actually. Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter and Instagram. And if you have the iHeartRadio app, search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. Thank you, guys. Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show. Yeah.